You guys, you ready to get the show started? You guys are an awesome audience. Thank you guys all for coming out. You guys already know what time it is. It's the man of the hour. You guys are all here to see this guy. He's one of my best friends in comedy. He's making big waves right now. Put your hands together for Morgan James.
One more time for Pat, everybody. Show some love. Blankets and pillows for everybody. This is great. Makes me feel good. Makes me feel great. All right, so clap your hands if you have not seen me before, real quick. Get to know the crowd a little bit. You too. Are you lovers? And how long have you two been together?
3 years.
3 years. All right, that's thank you for supporting them. And how did you two meet? Work, okay, and what kind of work do you do? Film production, and what do you do in the film production also? Development. And how did you guys, like, who started the conversation first? How did it happen? When did you decide to dip your pen in the company ink? Immediately, you dirty fucking devil. All right, and I'm just looking at this dude over here. He's literally got like, he's got like Jameson and like, he's got all these, he's got mixers and shit. He brought the bar, welcome to bartender. He got a Mexican Coke, what the fuck? Show them your Mexican Coke. Jesus. He's like, no refined sugar for me. You two guys with the hats on, sneaking in here last minute. Are you two lovers? I'm just fucking, you clearly don't look like lovers. I'm just messing with you. Do you guys live together? How do you two know one another?
We used to live together.
Used to live together, and then what went wrong between you two? It's all good, dude. Do you got a lover?
No.
Do you got a lover? No. You do, and where is she tonight? North Hall, long distance. I got it, dude. Long distance can be tough sometimes. Did you tell her about the show tonight? How long have you two been together?
2 years.
2 years? No, don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. Maybe they got like an open thing we don't know about. Do you? You don't, you don't, you don't. But do you secretly, like you can tell us, it's just us. It's just us today. Cause there's two single ladies right behind you. And you two, how long have you two been together?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Dude, you like a Wolverine strong fucking guy over here. And how tall are you, boo-boo? And how tall are you, bro?
5'11".
Damn freaky diggy shit going on in there. You know people getting thrown around in that bedroom. He picking people up and yelling at the top of his lungs. That's cool, that's cool, that's cool. Alright. So you two, you guys are on a date tonight. And what date number is this? 3 months? Okay. That's what's up, that's what's up. And how did you two meet?
Tinder.
Okay. And do you think, is it like really serious? Have you guys put a label on it? Okay, let's do it tonight. getting on this. I don't want to put that pressure on you, too. I don't want to do that, I don't want to do that, I don't want to do that. I love seeing interracial couples. This is good to be. This is cool, huh? This is a cool little theater we got here. Give it up for Beyond Baroque for putting this on. So this first song is it's called Split the Check. I have the salad, you have the salmon. I see the waiter, the check is coming. You look at me, I see you thinking. All we wanna know now is how we gonna be paying. Can we split the check? You clearly had more than me. Can we split the check? You pick this place as bougie. Can we split the check? What happened to equality? Can we split the check? This can't cost 150. Whoa, no, 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 girl. How many glasses of Merlot did you order? A glass of wine can't be $18. This is bullshit. Why did we come here? Girl, you know that this is just the first date. We could have had a cheeseburger and a milkshake. But even after the salmon, you got some cheesecake. Don't even got a doggy bag that we can take home. We could have saved it for later after we make love. Take it out of the refrigerator, but you ate everything. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. In fact, I like that quality. But it's proven to be that it's healthier, girl, to have a half portion. Let's just have half of the food and save the other half for later. Now this is the part of the song that gets interactive. Now you, girl, with your man for 3 years, looking so attractive. What's your name, girl?
Anna.
Anna, I just want you to be honest with me. There's no right or wrong answers to this. Do you split the check on the first day? No, Anna. I don't mean no disrespect, but you look expensive as fuck. Can I ask you a question? Do you remember if you split the check on the first day? Sounds like you paid for a dude. Sounds like you paid for it. And that's all right. Now, fellas, I want you to take notes right now. Fellas. Fellas, fellas, fellas. Fellas, fellas. Or whoever occupies the male gender role in your relationship. Because ladies, they do this thing where if you're the man, you'll be like, hey, boo-boo, I got it. And she'll be like, no, let's split it. And you'll be like, no, I insist, I got it. And inside she's like, fuck yeah, you got it. Anna. Anna. Now, me personally, I believe in chivalry. I believe a man should pay for it. But at this point in my life, economically, I have to adopt other philosophy. Well, actually, when I wrote this song, I wasn't doing that well financially. But right now, I'm kind of killing the game a little bit. I got that second round money. Do you know what I mean when I say, well, I'll tell you what I mean when I say second round money. Like, back in the day, I used to go out with my friends and they'd be like, hey, bro, I got the first round. And I'd be like, you got the only round tonight. You got the, you got the only round tonight. You got the only round tonight, tonight. Now I'm gonna wrap this song up, but I like to do something special with this song. I'm gonna fade the song out like you would do on an album on your iPhone. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Can we split the check? You clearly had more than me. Can we split the check? You picked this place as bougie. Can we split the check? What happened to equality? Can we split the check? This can't cost 150. Can we split the check? You picked this place as bougie. Can we split the check? I'm asking you politely. Can we split the check? I only had some salad. Can we split the check? And you had the salmon. Can we split the check? You picked this place as bougie. Well, this is my last song coming up. No, this next song is normally people's favorite song, but the song is about text fighting. And it's called dot, dot, dot. You're good laugh. Who's laughing? Who's laughing over there? You got a good laugh, girl. O'clock on a Friday, I'm all alone. Gonna text my girlfriend on her iPhone. Hey babe, do you wanna go see a movie? By the way, she hits me back. Tonight I'm not free. What you doing? I'm going dancing. Can I come? No. Tonight it's just me and my girlfriends. Well, maybe after I can see you. I wait a moment or two and then I see. Dot, 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 and now the typing stops. What was she gonna say? I need to know. Maybe I miss you, then she dropped her cell phone. There's got to be a good explanation, but then again, she hasn't used an exclamation point in like 3 days. Instead, at the end of all her sentences, she uses periods. I thought she loved me. I gotta know, girl. Oh, why so serious? And she stopped using LOL, LOLs. We've been drifting apart, I can tell. Dot, 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 dot. And then the typing stops, 10 o'clock. Gonna drop her a message just saying hi. I wait before I know it.
I'm just looking at these pillows that nobody's...
Just all these pillows, like if somebody watches this later, like, why are all these pillows on the floor? He just wanted pillows. He wanted pillows during the shoot. He wanted pillows enough. So where was I at this fucking song? 10 o'clock. Gonna drop her a message just saying hi. I wait and I wait, before I know it, I said not one, not two, not three, not four, but five consecutive messages. Oh my God, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why the fuck did I do that? Oh my God, she's typing. Hey, that's all she says. That's kind of whack. I freak out. Where are you? Why don't you text me back? Chill out, babe. Everything's fine. Me and my girls, we at the club. We drinking rosé wine. Okay, just let me know if you need a ride. No thanks, I'll just take an... Ooh, 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 ooh. guys, there's 5 minutes of this part of the song. Fucking lose it. Do you even wanna see me tonight? She begs. Can we just talk in person? Too late. Now we're in the middle of a fight. You always do this. Do what? You act like a jealous, clingy guy. Well, maybe I wouldn't have to if you didn't say it till 3 a.m. every night. Hee hee hee, cat emoji. What does that even mean? Sorry, that was for somebody else. Who? You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Who was it? Do you really want to have this conversation right now? Like, what are we even doing? Like, why? Like, what is this? Like, what are we? Like, what are we? Like, why? Like, we've been together for like 3 months. Like, what are we? Like, why? Like, what is it?
I start typing and then I stop. I start typing and then I stop. I'm not sending. She says, what? She finally used an exclamation. But you know what? Nah, you know what? It's just whale noises from here on. I was just 5 minutes of whale noises now. You know what? I'm gonna put my phone away. I'll just wait till the next day. I wake up all alone, looking at the train wreck on my iPhone. Will we break up? Will we stay together? That's when I see. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot. Dot, 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 dot. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot. And then the typing stops. We're gonna cut this part out. All right, this is called She's Got a New Boyfriend. She's got a new boyfriend, and it makes me wanna kill myself. Thank you guys so much. Friend who's a flake. And you're a flaky friend? A flaky friend. Yeah. If you got a flaky friend, this is for them. This is called You Suck. Now, most of my songs are hilarious. But sometimes I fuck up and I write something so beautiful. And that's what this is. If you start crying in the middle of the song, that's cool, because I might start crying, you know what I mean? This guy, you're on my level right now. He's leaning in right now.
When I say 8 o'clock, why do you show up a quarter to 9? Am I the weird one? Am I needy?
Is the fault all mine? Did you mean it when you told me you were 10 minutes away? Or are you still at home naked, eating a bag of Lays? You suck, you suck. You're unreliable. How many ways can you find to ignore me? I texted you, but all you did is post something to your story. Do you want to meet up with me at this really cool bar? You know I wish I could, but it's just a little too far. You suck, you suck. You're unreliable. Weighing your options, looking for something better to do. Just know the person you're with could also do better than you. Yeah, I hope that cuts deep for some of you pieces of garbage. I'll drop you off at the airport if you help me later. 'Cause cash is good, but not as good as someone who owes you a favor. I don't care if traffic's bad. I don't care about the parking trouble you had. People think it's weird I use my red receipts, but that's not as weird as someone ghosting you for several weeks. And if you say to everyone that you meet, I love you, then what does it even mean? Life's hard enough without people letting you down. And when the shit hits the fan, it'd be nice to have a friend around. Yeah, you guys are reevaluating your lives right now. And you know what? You should. Because right now this show is taking place in Venice, which is the epicenter of flakiness. Some people who were supposed to be here aren't here tonight. Look at all these fucking pillows that are empty. You know, I do a lot of dating here in LA, and if you've dated as much as I have, you gotta have those non-negotiables, you know what I'm saying? Non-negotiables. So for me, number one, I like a girl with a nice smile, nice toothy grin, you know what I'm saying? Number two, I like a girl with a lot of ambition, passion, you know? Number three, I like a girl who's a dude, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just messing. I've dabbled. I've dabbled. 'Cause real talk, gay people always trying to catch you slipping, you know? You know, 'cause you got gay friends, they're always like, have another glass, life's an adventure. Just chill out. You're not even my fucking type. Chill out, dude. Chill out. Here, have some more to drink, though. Chill. Have some more to drink. And then before you know it, dude, you're in a room and some dude is sucking your dick. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying. It could happen to any one of you. It could happen to you gnarly bros over here, dude. You long distance. You could do whatever you want, dude.
It's a brave new world. All right. The song that I'm about to play is dedicated to anybody in a long-term relationship. This is called It's a Trap. It's not what you think. I love love. I love, I want people to be in love. I want people to find somebody. I want that, you know. Clearly I have some intimacy issues, you know. So if there's any ladies out there who want to fix me, I am a nightmare, so. All right, let's call it It's a Trap. Yo, me and my girl, we getting ready to go out to a dinner party. But now I'm thinking maybe we got time to get a little naughty. So I gently put my hands all up on her body and she's like, stop that, not right now. It's already relatable for some of you guys. Can I ask you a question? Yes, you can. Do you think that I put on some weight? Oh, shit. What do I do? What do I say? If I'm wrong tonight, I'm gonna have to masturbate. Do I tell the truth? Cause she's looking kinda thick now. And I like it, but I know she's gonna flip out. So I tell her, you look fine. And I already see the anger in her eyes. That's not even what I fucking asked you. I'm walking down the street with my lover when she catches me looking at another girl. And she's like, do you think she's pretty? Well, not as pretty as you. There you go again with your bullshit. Well, I guess she's attractive. So now you wanna have sex with other people. Wow, this escalated quickly. Everybody in the city is staring. Girl, you putting me in a knowing situation. You looking for a fight or some validation. That's why you asking me all these trick questions. And then you hit me with how many people have you slept with. Oh my God. That's irrelevant. Well, if it is, then why don't you say it? Cause if I do, you'd probably lose it. No, I won't. Yes, you will. No, I won't. Okay, I don't know, maybe like 60 or so. What the fuck? That's super gross. Why did you tell me? And if she asks you, do I look fat? Don't even answer that, cause it's a trap. And if she tells you, maybe we could split the check. You already know what I think of that. But is there a mariachi band in here all of a sudden? Woo! Oh my goodness. It's that Mexican Coke apparently, dude. But I get it. You just want somebody that sees you the way that you forget to. Like you, Anna, and your boo-boo. Your body language tells me things are going well in your relationship. You, dude, how many people have you had sex with in your life? You know, come on, you know what, bro? It's okay, it's okay. Enjoy the car ride home. No, I get it. Because you know it's going to be like, that guy, he was fun, that was fun, right? But like, just for fun, like how many people? Just tell me. I don't care. Tell me. Now, who was married in the crowd? Who was any married couples in the crowd? You? Is that your wife next to you? All right. I'm gonna give you a chance to look real good, dude. How long have you guys been married? Give it up for them, 26 years. And I just want to ask you a question. Does your wife look the same as when you met her? That's the right answer. Yeah. I hope you guys do some oral tonight.
And if she asks you, and if she, because that's love, you know. That later, okay. And if she asks you, do I look fat? Don't even answer that, because it's a trap. Thank you, guys. I have some, you know, naughtier songs that I do. Somebody's going to the bathroom. Are you number one in or two in? Are you peeing or pooping? Just be careful and wipe and wipe and wipe. I do, I have some naughtier songs that you could look up, and I'm not going to sing you one of my really naughty songs, but you said somebody said that, but I'm going to give you a taste of it. I want to give you a taste. It's usually like an after-hour song, but this is just a taste, just the hook. This is dedicated to all the big booty bitches in the crowd. This is called, Why Don't You Let Me? This is just the hook. Why don't you let me lick your butthole? Nobody has to know, baby, you'll take it slow. You guys are not on board. Okay, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But I just wanted you guys to know what was out there. I'm available for children's parties and continuous. Sweet 16s, things like that. Anybody here going through a breakup tonight? I mean, well, not tonight, right? But like, anybody in the last, I don't know, 4 to 5 years, maybe, anybody? Yeah, you girl over here, on a breakup. You girl with the glasses. You girl. Yeah, you girl. Oh yeah, you're next, okay, I get it. How you can see, be confused, I got that. Cause she's got glasses next to you, okay. Oh yeah, there's a lot of glasses over here. My bad. All right. And how long ago was the breakup? Yeah, you're a breakup.
3 years.
It was 3 years ago? And how long were you with that person?
12 years.
Fuck, okay. That's okay, it's okay. And were you guys married? You guys were 12 years not married. And who broke up with who?
He broke up
with you at the end. That fucking sucks. I'm not here to make fun of you. That fucking sucks. And do you have anybody in your life right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Right. She's like, oh, shit. She's thotting it up over there. Thought power. Hashtag thought power. All right, well, this song is about breakups. And, you know, if you guys are going through a breakup or been through a breakup, then hopefully this, you'll feel this in your heart and your soul. Here we go. This is, it's called I Can't, I Won't. I can't and I won't. This isn't working. I don't love you anymore. Anymore. It's not you. It's me. What the fuck are we even doing? I don't want this anymore. 2 a.m. and I'm drunk, and you're drunk. This is probably the best time. For us to break up. It's not your fault, it's not my fault. We probably never should have dated at all. Just so you know, I'm blocking all your calls. We'll have to cancel our next trip. Oh my God, those were non-refundable plane tickets. I gotta pick up some things from your place. Just let me know when. Nope, never gonna happen. I don't wanna see you again. Maybe we could have sex just one more time. Maybe if we do, it will change your mind. Cause when has it ever been a bad idea? Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Why do you get all of my best friends? I met them first. You're the worst. Just leave. Wait, stay. How could you do this on my fucking birthday? Whatever. All my friends think you're gay. You only ever hear about people breaking up. You never hear about the ones who never gave up. Looking back on us, it wasn't so bad. The thought of becoming strangers makes me really sad. Maybe we'll find each other again. It might be a long shot, but until then. I can't and I won't. This isn't working. I don't love you anymore. Anymore. It's not you, it's me. What the fuck am I even doing? I don't want this anymore.
Guys, I don't know if the cameras are getting this, but everybody is crying in the crowd right now. Everybody is literally in tears right now.
I don't know if you could believe this, but we've come to the last song of the night. Can you believe that? Okay. That's okay. Yeah, let's do this last one. Maybe I'll play another one. We'll see. But this is like, yeah, maybe. All right, we'll see. All right, this song, maybe I'll sing the full butthole song. That will be for the credits. Roll for credits. full butthole. All right, so if you're in the crowd right now and you're single, or maybe you're with somebody, maybe like you don't know what's going on in your life, you're trying to figure it out. That's what this song is about. This is like when you're at a party and you're talking to a girl or a guy, and then like a half hour, 40 minutes into the conversation, she's like, "My boyfriend," and you're like, "The fuck? What?" I got enough friends, boo-boo, you know? So this song is called Single Now. Here we go. It all started at a party a couple weeks ago. Saw this girl standing in the corner, black dress, polka dots and painted toes. I asked my friend who that, he's like, her name is Kat. And I should probably try to hit that. I'm like, I'm on my way. What should I say to make this bae my bae? Hey girl, your dress looks so nice. She blushes, I dress like this all the time. Now I'm in fast forward and we're vibing. I don't want this moment to end until we're talking about a movie we saw. And she said, I saw it with my boyfriend. Oh, no, no, no. This is what I thought in my brain. Outside, I'm smiling, but inside I try to hide my pain. I thought we had a chance, a possibility. I wish she could be single now, single now, single now. Couple days later, I see her at Whole Foods, and she looks like she's in a bad mood. I'm like, how are you? She's like, not too cool. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, it's my dude. I'm like, what he do? She's like, he's always rude. I'm like, you don't deserve that. She shrugs it off and asks what I'm making. I'm like, a homemade tomato sauce. I see her wheels spin. Did you guys look at each other when I said tomato sauce? Do you got like an inside tomato sauce joke? Oh shit, that's naughty, dude. She's thinking, he's cute, he's funny, and he cooks like a boss. And then she stops me. Hey, before you go, I thought I'd let you know I got an art show, gonna be super casual. I play it cool. She gives me her number. I say, I'll try to roll through. This looks like another opportunity. And I think she wishes she could be single now, single now, single now. Week later, I'm downtown outside a fancy art studio. Tried to get one of my homeboys to come with, but I just ended up rolling solo. I walk in, hugs, hellos, and dab argues, but I need to know what's up with her boyfriend. You know, like, what'd it do? So I asked discreetly how her boyfriend be. She's like, well, it wasn't really working. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is what I thought in my brain. Inside, my heart is bursting. Outside, I sympathize with her pain. Oh, Kat, that's too bad. That's so sad. But actually, everybody here at Beyond Baroque, I'm really, really glad we're both. Single now, single now, single now. So this is my personal favorite song because this is a choose-your-own-adventure. So you guys in the crowd tonight get to decide whether you want to hear a happy ending or a sad ending. Okay. Okay. What's up? All right, I'm gonna do both endings. Both endings, but I'm gonna start with the sad ending first because I like to end on a happy note, you know. All right, this is the sad ending first. 20 years later, I'm visiting my kids on a weekends. I really thought that this bitch was my friend, but she took half of my possessions, and now I live in Marina Del Rey with a bunch of other divorcees, and I partially own a Chipotle, and at night I sell my old merch on eBay, but that's okay. I guess I'll go back to being single now, single now, single now. Alright, so this is the happy ending, and life never really turns out the way you think it's going to. So if you have plans in mind, get rid of them. Because, you know, sometimes you're with somebody for 12 years, right? And it's like, what the fuck? Right? So this is for you guys. Here we go. month later, I'm dating this girl, and it's not going the way I thought it would. Cause you know, sometimes you meet somebody, and you build up this fantasy of what they might be like, and then you get together, and you find out you're not sexually compatible, and she sucks at her art. Real talk, I mean, you know, if you're creative, you know, I can't get down with that. So needless to say, it didn't work out between her and I. But you know, with every failed relationship, get a little bit wiser, get a little bit smarter. You know what you don't like, you know what you don't like. So maybe you're in the crowd right now, and you've been together for like 3 years. You got a tomato sauce inside joke. And you're waiting for your boyfriend to move out with his bros and move in with you. But his bros are like, don't do it, man, don't do it, man, don't do it, man, don't do it, man. Don't do it, man, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Or do it, I don't know. Anna's looking at me with daggers, she's like, don't fucking start with me. I got plans, Morgan. But anyway, like maybe you guys are gonna move in together. And then the first 6 months are gonna be beautiful. And then halfway through that, you're gonna be like, who the fuck is this person really? And then you're gonna break up. But listen, I don't wanna put that energy out there for you. But that happens all the time. But you know what? You two are gonna make it. You two are gonna make it. Or maybe you doing long distance and your girlfriend's in Hollywood right now, but you texting on your phone. I see you, dude. He texting his girlfriend right now like, we gotta call this quits, baby girl. Nah, but maybe you two are gonna like get married in a potluck wedding at the beach, and we're so happy for you. Oh my God, we're so fucking happy for you. Or maybe you're gonna get together with somebody, enter into like a domestic partnership, companion kind of thing. And you're gonna go to, well, cause you know, love isn't about possession. Love is about being independent and loving somebody despite all the bullshit that is wrong with them. That's what love is, that's what love is. That's what love is, that's what love is. And then you two are gonna be so open and free that you're gonna go to sex parties and swinger parties and have threesomes and stuff. I did that for like a year and a half. I'm being honest with you. I did that. And real talk, it was fucking dope for a while. I mean, real talk, it was fucking dope. Then, you know, I would just like be coming home and I'd feel all empty inside and check my ex-girlfriend's Instagram. Single now. Single now. Single now. Single now. Now, 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 now. Well, look, I promise this isn't a sad song. The point of this song is you gotta love yourself before you can love anybody else. You wouldn't go to somebody else and be like, hey, you're ugly and gross and I don't want to hang out with you. So why do you tell yourself that bullshit? Sorry to make it so real in here all of a sudden. So if you're feeling bad about yourself, I want you to go home tonight. And I want you to look yourself in the mirror. And I want you to be like, hey girl, I fucking love you. Hey boy, I'm gonna be your best friend for the rest of your life. Single now. Single. Now, 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 single. 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 Now, 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 single. 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 No, 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 no.
Oh.
Guys. 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 That. Thank you.